For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump is abusing his power by stripping away Brennan's security clearance. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders read a statement calling Brennan's conduct erratic.
Mr. Brennan has recently leveraged his status as a former high-ranking official with access to highly sensitive information to make a series of unfounded and outrageous allegations, wild outbursts on the internet and television about this administration.
Democrats like Mark Warner on the Senate Intelligence Committee wonder what might come next.
I worry whether this precedent is going to somehow lead to the president trying to take away Mueller and his whole team's security clearances. To have either their clearances revoked or in the process of being revoked, to me, smacks of Nixonian-type practices.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump takes a lot of criticism over his campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. But New York Governor Andrew Cuomo drew some gasps from the crowd at a bill signing event in New York City with this comment.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Cuomo is seen as a potential Democratic contender in 2020. President Trump tweeted, "Can you believe this is the governor of the highest tax state in the U.S.? Andrew Cuomo having a total meltdown." Counterterrorism police in Britain have identified the man involved in Tuesday's crash outside Parliament in London as a 29-year-old from Sudan. Across Britain, there was praise for the police who surrounded the car seconds after the crash and for the security barriers installed around Parliament after last year's attack on the same spot left 49 people injured and 6 dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Alex Jones continues to face problems when it comes to social media. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
After it recently said it would not remove the far-right news and talk host's account, Twitter did on Tuesday suspend Alex Jones for violating the social media company's policies. Twitter is one of the only major social media companies that has not scrubbed its platform of Jones or his InfoWars. Apple has removed the full library of his podcasts. Facebook has unpublished his pages. YouTube terminated his account, and other tech companies have taken similar action. However, InfoWars apps remain available now through Google Play and the Apple App Store. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Turkish court has rejected an appeal for Pastor Andrew Brunson to be released from house arrest during his trial on terrorism charges. John Clemens has more.
The 50-year-old pastor from Black Mountain, North Carolina, is facing charges of being involved in a failed attempt to overthrow the government in Ankara. He could be sentenced to a 35-year prison term. The continued detention of Brunson has strained relations with Washington, slapping economic sanctions against this NATO ally, which prompted Ankara to also increase tariffs on American goods. Brunson is due back in court on October 12th. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.